What did Jesus mean when he told Peter he was the rock he would build the church on?
Okay, the passage that is referred to here is Matthew chapter 16, and why don't we go there together and have a look at this passage. Matthew chapter 16. And Jesus asks the question in this chapter. His question is, who do they say that I am? Because rumors had gone around the country of various figures that Jesus could well be. Could he be a reincarnation of Elijah, or was he Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets, or who was he actually? People were thinking various things, and so he asks his disciples who they believe he is, and Peter answers in verse 16, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16, we read, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And look at the answer of Jesus in verse 17. "Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This text has often been misunderstood because many believe that Peter is the rock upon which the church is built. And yet a closer study of this verse shows us that it's not talking about Peter being the rock, but actually Jesus being the rock. When you look at the language, the Greek language, you have two words there. The word Petros and the word Petra. Petros means a pebble or a small stone, and Petra means a rock. Now, Christ is the rock in Scripture, and what Peter is referred to as the Petros, the stone or the pebble. And so when you bring that into it, when you think of that as you read the text, it is very clear that Jesus is talking about himself being the rock upon which the church is built. And by the way, there's another interesting point here, because the words of Jesus in verse 18 to Peter are the following. "Upon the rock I will build my church," and the latter part of the verse says, "and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I have a question for you. Did Satan prevail against Peter in his lifetime? Certainly he did, right? As a matter of fact, in the very same chapter, in chapter 16, we don't even have to leave the chapter, a few verses later, take notice what happens in verse 22. "Then Peter took him," that is, he took Jesus, "and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Jesus was talking about the suffering he was going to go through. Peter takes him apart and rebukes him, but look at verse 23. "But he turned and said unto Peter," Jesus says unto Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man." So Satan was able to work through Peter at that moment, in the very same chapter that Jesus said, referred to the rock upon which his church will be built, and no, the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against that church. So basically, we see from the context of this chapter, that Jesus is that rock. And by the way, just do a study of the rock in the Bible, and you'll find time and time again the rock referring to being Jesus Christ. So he is the true rock, and Peter is the Petros, the stone, the pebble.
But Christ certainly has been the rock that his church has been built on.
Amen.